Good afternoon. Welcome to the Academic Planning Committee's budget reduction hearing. The plan of this afternoon will be some brief opening remarks. My name is Stephen Leahy. I'm the chair of the APC, following which I will welcome any and all to come up and present their thoughts, questions, or concerns on the plan reduction process. On the allocations and descriptions of things that are planned to be reduced. My opening remarks are from a purely personal standpoint. We were told on the APC that the chancellor's approach was either to begin by targeting academic programs or avoid academic programs and look wherever elsewhere as possible. He has chosen the latter approach, and on that reasoning, that's the direction of the budget reduction allocations. Beyond that, I have nothing more to say and can only invite your questions and, more properly, your statements. Who would like to go first? Please, when you come up, introduce yourself.
My name is Kevin Knutson. I'm the new student body president, and I serve as a student regent for the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. My question's regarding the reduced state funding in student affairs, namely shifting judicial affairs from state funds to student fees. From my understanding, judicial affairs is not a fee-supported unit, so my question is kind of what's kind of the logic behind shifting that into student fees?
Claire, could you clarify this a bit for someone like me? I, as a professor, I don't think about this issue at all.
Well, student fees are basically, you know, what students pay additionally to tuition and everything. So, you know, we're talking about, you know, the rec center, the you know, the fund A and fund B stuff. So we have the health center, the rec center, the newspaper, the dailier, all public and transit and all that. And judicial affairs currently is not something that student fees covers, but by shifting it, the way it reads, it says that fee-supported units will be required to reduce their operational costs to assure there's no increase in student fees. But seeing as judicial affairs isn't currently a fee-supported unit, I don't know how they'd shift their operational costs to not raise student fees at all.
A question like that, we would probably be better suited to serve, better served going to a Juan Franco and asking for clarification. So probably the best path for today would be for you to, you know, voice your concerns, voice your questions, we'll document those and carry this forward for a formal response from the Vice Chancellor. That'd probably be the most appropriate path. Because I doubt that there'll be a group of individuals on this panel that can answer directly.
Or, yeah, I'll make sure that's brought up at the APC meeting.
Okay. All right, I'll bring that up to Dr. Frank. Thank you.
Thank you. Would like to go next? I feel it's all auditors, no orators today. If no one would like to go next, perhaps it might be useful for us to report written communications that we've had. Is that appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Good. We have had several written communications. The first, do we need to present names?
No, just
no.
Topics.
Okay. One communication we've received is the withholding 1% of the anticipated 3% salary increase pool, saving $3.2 million. The question is, I would like to know if the reduction in the salary increase pool will also be applicable to senior administrators. If not, then of course it should be. Moreover, I would go further and suggest that because senior administrators typically make higher salaries than faculty and staff, they are well positioned to bear the brunt of the salary increase pool reduction. Bill, shall I summarize your response, or? Okay, Bill Nunez, Chief of Staff and Associate to the Chancellor, responded to this by saying, the answer is yes. The 1% salary reduction pool applies to all UNL employees on state funds, which includes senior administrators. So that's a pretty simple answer to that question.
I have just an additional follow-up to that.
Please.
Does that also apply to remuneration from foundation accounts?
Does this also apply to remuneration from foundation accounts? So,
state funded pool, so the answer would be no.
Okay.
There's one more question I received, Dr. Leahy.
Okay.
Individual.
Is this the athletic question?
Yes.
Okay. I'll read this question in its entirety. A private citizen writes, the University of Nebraska has experienced a monumental increase in the athletic budget in recent years, now exceeding $100 million per year. This uncontrolled increase in athletic spending is totally unwarranted, even as the university whose name they represent experiences funding issues. It is recommended that the current shortfall of approximately $5 million be accomplished by simply transferring funds from the current athletic budget to the operating fund of the university. I further recommend that the Board of Regents require that a fixed percentage, 15 to 20%, of all income from athletic events be transferred to the operating budget of the university as a matter of future policy. The athletic department seems to operate as a separate entity, separate and independent from the university they represent. And it seems only logical and good business sense that they step up to the plate and assist in supporting the university proper. For starters, take 50% of the funds generated from the spring game. Funds generated from events like this should be kept within the university's general fund and not automatically credited to the athletic side of the ledger. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. I suspect that there are other people in this room who have a similar species of question on their mind. I'm afraid I do not have the answer to this. However, Bill, could you address that?
I'm not going to address it. These will be consolidated, carried forward to the Chancellor for response.
Carried forward to the Chancellor for response. Those are the two questions that we've received in writing. If there are no further questions, I can tell you that the plan for this in the future is that next week we will have a scheduled APC meeting, and this will be the last item discussed at that meeting. The vote will be made at the end of that meeting and will be made public, I suppose, as soon as that meeting is done, right?
They're transmitted to the Chancellor for acceptance.
Transmitted to the Chancellor for acceptance that afternoon. So Wednesday afternoon, by 5, the Chancellor will have our vote, and I am thrilled that there are so many people here. I would earnestly request that you present any thoughts, even if you don't have questions or comments, that there are so many people interested here suggests great interest in the issue and in the process. And I would welcome your input. Seeing none, I can only call then for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Thank you for coming.